Welcome back to the latter side of everything. Technical difficulties prevented me from uploading this podcast on time. My apologies. And one day I shall do a reasons why technology don't work out with me so well. But need to buy some new equipment, evidently. So the plugs right off the top, that would be because of our social media. We have the Twitter, the Facebook, the Gmail, and of course, thelightcomedy.wordpress.com. All those others are The Light Comedy on their respective social media. And of course, it's Stitcher Radio app, iTunes, and Feedburner. Those would be the lighter side of everything. If anyone has any recommendations of what platforms to move to next, we're thinking of expanding soon, the blog to a different platform. WordPress is working great. Gonna see if we can possibly replicate it or try to come close on a different platform. I know there's Blogger and Tumblr, and I'm sure there's a whole bunch more, but those are the big two that I know of. So, yeah, any suggestions or whatever, that'd greatly appreciate it. Maybe we go where the people are. We go get some going. But yeah, so this episode is sort of like the original, then there's going to be a prequel, because I intend to have a guest on to do an episode about going out and such, like obviously going out and drinking, going out on the town. But this one, because oftentimes you're alone, that's why it's called The Morning After. The Morning After Spills. And, yep, that's right. It is a play on words for the morning after pills. Or pill, depending on how fun you had the night before. I had a great day when I learned that the pharmacy at university carried the morning after pill. Now, I'm not saying that I was irresponsible all the time when it come to coital hookups or sex, whichever you prefer. I'm just saying that it's always nice when there's a crazy chick. Now, I always joke that I should just keep a stash of that, but I don't know if they would allow you to sell it to a guy. I've never tried to buy it. I feel like they keep track of how many you buy, and I think you can only buy one at a time, and they're like $13 or something. Yeah, I'm not exactly sure. Obviously, I just get that information secondhand. But no, this one came after this girl, crazy girl. I'll put it that way. But it's funny. It's more the reaction than when I told other guys about. Oh yeah, do you know the school's pharmacy has the morning after pill? All the guys just gave me the blank stare. What? Oh my. Are you? And then just like, oh yeah, that's great. We'll just end up there after the bar. But it's not always about sex. I mean, should be, but all the times, like not even when you're not even alone, but when you have those times when you're partying with a bunch of guys, it doesn't happen as much when you're older, but I find that when you're younger and like you just crash someone's house, like whether university or go to visit or some guy moves out of town, and it's the morning after. Now, as much as like I've always been considered a funny guy for the night of, and sometimes it used to bother me when people would be like, "Oh yeah, do you know him?" And then, yeah, of course, he's super funny when he's drunk. I'm like, oh, okay. In my mind, I'm super funny all the time. But then I realized that the people that said that were like, well, I don't really hang out with him when I'm not drunk, when I'm sober. So fair enough. So 100% of the time when they see me, I'm on my game. I think back to like high school versions of the morning after, and we had a rugby after party, sort of our year wrap up, and to be honest, when we had it in grade 12, it was better than our after grad, in all honesty, just because it was our party, and it wasn't like, for those of you who don't refer to it as an aftergrad, so how it works where I went to school, and it's kind of unique. Yeah, I'll just say it's kind of unique. So normally in other schools, I've heard of that they have the grad ceremony sort of after like the high school classes, but before final exams. Now, where I live, they give finals, diplomas to end high school, grade 12, or whenever you've taken a grade 12 class. They give these things called diploma exams, and they're worth approximately 50% of your mark. Yeah, that's a steep jump from anything else you've ever done in high school. Anyways, our school, rather than do it before like other schools and have it easier to plan, mid-semester, whatever, they do it at the very end. They do it after. It's usually, it's the weekend after the last diploma exam. And then they have prom, and then they have the dinner reception thing, and then they have what they call aftergrad party. Now it's just commonly referred to as aftergrad. And where we live, it's never in town, and since, you know, I grew up in small town, but there's lots of farm country, it's always at somebody's house. Somebody has to volunteer. It's always at somebody's house who lives in the country. And they do this because they don't want random people showing up. There is logic behind this, and I've heard it argued both ways. I mean, it makes somewhat sense, but point is that this was in the middle of nowhere, and the only way, they don't allow you to drive in either. They don't allow you to drive there. You have to get bused from the school, and the only way you get in is getting on the bus. And well, I mean, there's more than one bus trip, but being signed in, like if you have a guest, like your date or your friend or whatever from another school, you have to sign them in. Ours was pretty lame. And I mean, usually how lame a party is correlates to how lame the morning after session is. Now, you might be thinking, what does he mean by morning after session or version? Well, it's when you like, when everybody starts to wake up and just the drunk stories start to like recap, like, can you believe Samson did this? And be like, yeah, no, his name's Steve, and you keep calling him Samson. But no, besides that, I can believe it. And and you start to recap, and you're still that sort of drunk level. You're still hungover. You're like, oh, do you see blah, blah, blah with that girl? Or see that? Like, it's just, it's almost as fun, like, you know, obviously not the same as actually doing the things, but it, just the storytelling, everyone laughing and making jokes about it, and just everyone recapping, oh, I thought this was going on. For aftergrad, it was just super lame, and probably for me, because I actually won a bet because I had a rugby tournament to kick off the club season the next day, and I won a $20 bet that with Andrew, that he's like, you won't even play in that game. You'll be so drunk and hungover. And with aftergrad, the thing is that you don't go to bed. Like, some people did, and they brought tents. And some, it's different every year, but I remember my sister saying her year, you know, people brought tents and people were hooking up. But our year, like, nobody really went to bed. Like, we kind of just stayed up and, like, but then the thing was that the bus came right away the next morning, like at 7. So if you did go to bed, like you're not going to sleep very long anyway. But I just remember, yeah, like there was, like the recap was like nothing really happened. Like maybe it's because it was so closely monitored and we only like, we had limited amounts of liquor. Like you had to bring your own liquor. And I remember like back then, like we consumed a lot, like considering how young and inexperienced we were. And yeah, like we had 12 each, like 12 beer, Andrew and I. And I bet it sounded like a crazy amount. But think about it, like Andrew didn't drink until the end of high school, and I'd never drank in that much. Like high school, like 12 beer, like 12 Canadian beer was was a fair amount. But point is that it was lame. Like we stood in the parking lot after, there's a photo of me, and it looks like I'm pretty haggard. I'm wearing a a sideways trucker hat that says High Roller, and it was a picture of dice, but the dice had weed on it. Classic hat. Got that hat signed by a country star, Paul Brandt, if you ever heard of that guy. But, yeah, versus, like, the ones we would have on our own, I don't know, like, our parties, maybe it was more suited to our taste, but I think back to one of the infamous recap mornings. One night, I got so intoxicated that I got stomach drunk before I got head drunk, is how I describe it. Now, that's where you consume so much of a hard liquor, where you feel it in your stomach rather than before you it soaks in into your bloodstream and gets in your head and makes you feel drunk. Yeah, so that happened to me. And like I said, I was still obviously a little head drunk. It's not like zero and 100. But my logic was it was Appleton's Estate. If you're an Appleton's rum, to this day I hate the smell of it. It's not like I'll drink it again. It's not like I've sworn it off. But the thing is that Appleton's, like, it's just so strong tasting. It's not incredibly strong of a liquor, but the smell and the taste is like, oh, it's just so overpowering. I had a lot of it. I don't remember why, but I feel like we were doing shots or something. And yeah, and I just had so much. And I went outside to get some air, and then I just puked off my friend's balcony, upchucked, if you will. And yeah, I'm like, oh no, this is embarrassing. And then I was sort of like head drunk for some reason. And so I was like, I just need to go home. This is embarrassing. I didn't think, like, man, people puke all the time. I've seen guys puke at parties, like, early in the night. This was relatively early. This was only like 10 at night. And I just went home, but I was like, go to open the door. I'm like, I'll just go home, grab my shoes. No. I'm standing out there in my bare feet, and I'm like, I can't grab my shoes. They'll know I've puked. And so I just walk home. Now, luckily, this is a small town, and the place we were partying at was Craig's house, and he only lived a block from me. But still, I walk home, and through the mud, and it was raining, and I walk through a construction site, but I'm drunk, so I don't really feel it. Well, construction of a house, anyway, and I guess I just walk in the house, like, no big deal, and I just, the room I was staying in that year when I was staying with my parents in between university, was in the upstairs, right beside their room, in between their room and the bathroom, and my mom just comes in. Well, 15 minutes later, I'm kind of awake, and she just looks, and I just tracked blood and mud all across the house. Just these bloody, muddy footprints. Mom's like, I remember what she said, oh, the pride. So the next morning, I walk over there, another pair of shoes, obviously, and the bunch of guys are still crashed there, and they're like, I open the door, and they're like, hey, where'd you get off to? And nobody has that distinct memory. They're just, and I remember, like, this morning after was hilarious because, as they say to this day, they're just like, oh no, Matt's still here. Yeah, shoes are still here. And by that logic, my shoes are still, they're like, ah, he's just in the bathroom, or he's outside having a cigarette. He doesn't smoke. No, he's just crazy. Everyone legitimately assumed I was still there because my shoes were there. A logical assumption, I guess. And we recapped, and we talked about the thing that happened early in the night. And I'm a little vague on whether I was actually there for this. You know those stories where you can imagine it so well that you think you might have been there for it over time and things had changed? Well, I remember part of it, so I feel like I was there for maybe the start of this, and then I left. But then I made my exit. There was this kid, Austin. I may have mentioned him before in other stories. He was in the infamous cock porn story. That's him. Yeah, he had some emotional problems, as we all imagine. But yeah, do you know when they're like the start of the night and someone's got the iPod on? Now, the thing is, like, that I don't like, another thing about our generation is, like, they can't just leave anything. Like, I don't like people, and maybe this is in our generation because my dad used to do this all the time. They can't just leave a TV show. They can't just leave a song. If a song's coming to an end, they have to change it to a new song so there's no dead air. They have to, on a commercial break for TV, they used to have to switch channels. I mean, now TiVo and all that, like, it makes, or Netflix, you don't have to deal with that. Sorry, Hulu. If Hulu or Hulu Plus would, like, sponsor me, I would switch to just plugging them instead of Netflix. But, you know, they don't want to wait. And it just gets kind of annoying when, like, in Rez, people would switch the song, like, or switch the iPod, and it was just like, oh, they'd be like, every couple songs, like, there'd just be dead air for like a minute while a person found a song, switched their iPod, also just toss the person's iPod on wherever, and usually it was on the table where there's lots of liquor spilled. So that's what happened here, was that Austin decided, oh, he was gonna play a song. We were all in a good mood, nobody really said anything. They're just like, okay, yeah, sure, Austin, like, obviously, because yeah, we've listened to whoever's iPod for a bit, and okay. So he puts on the song. A few of you might know it. The Thunder Rolls by Garth Brooks. Now, this song is quite sad. The only other story I have relating to this song is the fact that they played it at my parents' friend's funeral. Yeah, it's not a happy song. I encourage you to take a listen to it. It's about cheating, and... Sorry, they didn't play the Thunder Rolls. Why would they play that at a funeral? I just thought about that. No, they played The Dance by Garth Brooks. That's right. But I misassociated. Funny that I thought about that. Well, it's kind of weird to play a cheating song to Dan. Oh, we miss her, but she was a cheating bitch. But no, so Austin plays Thunder Rolls. Would have been weirder if he played The Dance. The Dance is about dying, Thunder Rolls about cheating. That's how you keep him straight. Yep, and... this is, again, we talked about this the next morning and how weirded out every single person was about this, but nobody knew what to say because Austin was a very big guy. And I'm not like that he was going to hurt anybody, but I'll recap maybe why he would in a second. But so he puts on this song and everyone kind of like, oh, this is kind of a buzzkill, buddy. And he's like, and he starts like kind of crying and I'm like, okay. And as he's almost like dancing, and someone made a joke saying, like, woo, try to lighten the mood, like, take it off. And he just starts stripping. And that's where we thought of strip crying. Now, it's not just like stripping for a normal stripper, but he just slowly took off his clothes down to his underwear while he's like stripping to the song crying. Yep, funny, but at the time. This is the part that I don't remember when I'm actually being naked. people tell me it was quite awkward. Then he just kind of stood there. I really wish I was there. Because I would have to tell the piece of the story the morning after. Oh, we transitioned out of Austin just staying there naked. And be like, all right, my song. And then you just put on like Pretty Fly for a White Guy. What songs do you follow up with that? My heat. My oh. No, not the T.I. and Rihanna thing. No, not Live Your Life. I'm talking about the original, the foreign one. But yeah, no, the reason that we were all kind of scared when Austin got drunk was because at a different high school party, I mean, this was in between university, but at a high school party at this girl's house where a lot of other stuff happened, the main thing of the night was that Austin just got super drunk and was getting like violent or something, and nobody was quite sure why. And they're like, you live with him, go calm him down. And it was one of those nights, like, we've all had embarrassing nights, and some people get sad, some people get pukey, some people get punchy. And Austin got punchy, and he went in his room, he's like, oh, oh. And I said, hey. And he was like yelling at this host who was growing, like, where the fuck are you? Nobody was quite sure what he was mad about. But I was like, hey, if you want to hit something, hit me. And he went to hit me, and I ducked, like, ugh! And he punched and broke the water heater. And then he went and, like, and he meant to punch me real hard, like, dented the water heater. And then he punched through the drywall. Yeah, so that's why we were all kind of like, oh, crazy, man. And that was the next morning, like, so, why'd you do that? That's the other thing, too, is not even necessarily, like, stories, but you kind of be like, so, dude. You were crazy last night. And Usually it's comical, but it's like, yeah. And sometimes the guy's like that Austin just genuinely didn't remember, and you'd like to be like, well, how can you forgive him, whatever. And it's like, well, we're not friends now, but at the same time, we're like, he's not we all, like I said, we all get like that, and nobody really got hurt. I mean, it's not like we were best friends with a girl and he had to pay anything, but yeah, like, the worst is when things are sober. You don't have an excuse, at least when you're drunk. Oh, I was drunk, sort of thing. And I guess the best way to sum up the morning after is to say, like, the things that you don't remember, the things that you do. When someone describes you, like, do you remember doing this? I call it leading. I do it a lot in my job when I have to help someone who doesn't understand how to use the internet. And I go like, okay, did you do this? Or like, do you remember this? I'm like, yes. And usually the person, you're just saying like things that they should remember that you know as well that they should remember. And then you make a big transition. So for me, it was done to me the first time, my very first month at university living in Res. And I'd never lived across or lived near women my entire life. Like, we had neighbors that were girls around the same age, but it's a small town and wasn't really like friends with them. So, you know, this is like the era of hooking up and you're 18 years old. And this girl, we'll call her Sam, even though she'll never listen to this because I don't even remember her last name. She lived across the hall, and someone had told me that she had been dating the guy that lived in my room before, a guy named Drew, and he was on the volleyball team, and I moved in second semester. I took a semester off after high school, and she came over like at first day when everyone was moving day when everyone was back second semester, and I was moving stuff in. She's like, oh, are you helping Drew move stuff? And I was like, sorry, who's Drew? She's like, what? And I guess this guy was dating her pretty much, or, you know, fuck buddies, whatever you want to say, and just moved out without telling her and didn't come back second semester. I think it's pretty sweet. No, it's a real dick move by my buddy. And yeah, so Jen was kind of eager and always flirting. They're like, yeah, do you remember Jen flirting? Yeah, I remember she made you do that shot. Yeah, I remember tequila. Yeah, what? And the guy's like, yeah, do you remember sleeping with her? And I was like, I didn't sleep with Jen. I never in my life blacked out and like slept with someone. And I'm like, oh, maybe we fell asleep. But no, apparently I slept with her. And this morning after wasn't told to me the morning after I slept with her. It was after the second time I slept with her. And I was like, oh, she was acting like, oh, I know you like this. And I was like, well, I do in sexual sense, but how does she know that? And I was just like blown away in how like clingy she was. And like I said, maybe that's because that's the second time you guys have hooked up. And that morning after recap was probably the best ever, because I still have no recollection of the first night. Maybe I wasn't even drunk and I just blacked it out in my mind because she was crazy and clingy. Not the craziest or clingiest, but yeah, maybe that's my rationale. Oh, that's the excuse I'll go with. That was my morning after spills, where you realize, oh, all the funny stories and jokes that we usually tease other people? Well, this time it's about me. And this time it's about you! Thank you for listening to The Lighter Side of Everything. Late episode, apologies again for the technology. You know I always try. Spread the word, spread the love, tell a friend, tell an enemy. Until next time, this has been The Lighter Side of Everything. Bye-bye.